The plight of the nursing home where 26 out of 28 residents have tested positive for COVID and one person has died, and the death of a woman and her infant son in Dublin, which Gardaí say they are treating as a tragedy, are the two stories which dominate your front pages this morning. The Irish Examiner, Irish Times and Irish Independent all lead with the situation at the Nightingale nursing home in Galway, where all but four members of staff have also tested positive for COVID-19. The Times quotes the HSE's insistence that rosters at the home are covered for the next 3 days and that specialist support is being provided. For its lead story, meanwhile, The Independent takes the line that fears are growing that nursing homes could be hit by a second wave of illness and death from COVID-19 as the virus sweeps across the country. The Irish Daily Star, Irish Daily Mirror, Irish Daily Mail and Herald all lead with that tragic death of a woman and her seven-month-old son in Lucan, and The Times and Independent also give it front page coverage this morning. Under the headline, Sleeping Father Unaware of Tragic Deaths, writing in The Times, Conor Lally reports that Gardaí were alerted to a woman acting suspiciously near the toll plaza on the M50 in the early hours of yesterday morning and subsequently discovered the woman's body on the lower road in the Strawberry Beds. We're told that when Gardaí called to the woman's home in Lucan, her partner was asleep and unaware that anything had happened, and that when the baby was checked on, he was found to be unresponsive and was pronounced dead at the scene. Worst of tragedies is the headline in the Herald. For its lead story this morning, the Irish News reports on the tailbacks experienced on the main Belfast to Dublin motorway yesterday as a result of Garda checkpoints in place as part of the new Level 5 restrictions. One woman reports that it took her 2 hours and 50 minutes to travel from her home in Newry to work in Dundalk. The Belfast Telegraph leads this morning with the line that it will cost £4 million to erect street signs in Irish in Belfast, a proposal which has been put forward by Sinn Féin, the SDLP and People Before Profit, which has been described as half-baked and reckless by Michael Long of the Alliance Party. The Examiner runs with the front page picture of Gardaí and protesters clashing during yesterday's anti-lockdown demonstration in Dublin. Elsewhere this morning, under the headline, Rail Station Rumpus Led to Conviction, the Examiner reports on the suspended sentence imposed on 22-year-old Darren Barnwell from Dublin, who attracted detention from security staff when he insisted on being allowed back on a train from Dublin at Kent Station in Cork to retrieve a bag he thought he'd left on the train, which was later found in a spar shop nearby and which contained €40,000 worth of cocaine. The Star, meanwhile, reports on the appearance of a man at Trim District Court on a speeding charge on the M3 motorway in Meath last year, when the Dublin man who commutes to Cavan to work in farming told Judge Cormac Dunn that he was due to get married on the day of the court case but that the wedding had to be postponed. The judge struck out the summons but advised him to be careful about his speed in future. And finally, tourist-related businesses who've had to pull down the shutters for the next 6 weeks have been given a boost after two of our cities were named in the Condé Nast Reader's Award for Europe's Friendliest City. Galway came first, followed by Dublin in second place. And Rory Lehman, tourism officer with Galway City Council, tells today's Independent that he looks forward to the city being open again soon and being able to offer that award-winning welcome to its visitors.